good to us. Amen. God's ready to do something in this place this morning in the midst of his church, his people. Amen. We do welcome you, and we're thankful that you're here today. Carson, good to have you home. Amen. We're so blessed. Amen. We love him. Amen. Serving our country. Amen. Good to have Clint with us today. This is Dallas's dad. Good to have him with us. Amen. We're honored. And I'm so thankful that the King of Kings is with us, aren't you? Would you stand with me? And we want to go to the Word of the Lord, Matthew, the 14th chapter. I want to turn. Man, I'm so glad God is here today. Amen. If it was just me today, I'd make mistakes. I don't know what to do. Amen. I'm nothing. Amen. It'd be like somebody bringing you a box and you've ordered a pizza and you were hungry. It was late at night and you was in need desperately of something to eat. And the pizza man gets there. You've already paid online. And the pizza box has the smell. The pizza box has the feel. But when you open it up, there's nothing in it. Today, I'm glad that there's something in what God has for me today. God don't have an empty box or an empty promise. The Lord has exactly what you need and I need today in this place. Matthew, the 14th chapter, verse 34. And it's speaking about Jesus. And they come to a place when they were come over. They came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out all into that country round about, and they brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they may touch only the hem of his garment. And as many as touched him were made perfectly whole. As many as touched him were made perfectly whole. I'm glad that the same Jesus is in the house today. And the crowd that came, they went out and they gathered everybody that was diseased. Multitude of a need. Diverse needs. Diverse situations. Today in this place, your need is different than my need. Your situation is different than my situation. But I'm glad that my God is God enough to touch your need and your need and take care of my need the same time. Aren't you thankful that he's God enough? Amen. And he's here today. Amen. And he's ready today. Are you ready to receive what God has? Amen. Oh, if you put your Bible down just for a moment. Amen. I want you with me right now to lift your hands above your head. Amen. I want you to just love him. Hallelujah. I want you to just give him that welcome today to do what he will. Amen. Lord, whatever you plan on giving me today, God, I know what you have in the box today is exactly what I need. Lord, you're the healer of cancer. You're the healer of diabetes. God, you're the healer of heart problems and blood pressure. You're the healer of anxiety. And you're the healer of a sinful life and a messed up heart. God, I thank you, Lord. You're God that removes the shame and replaces it with glory, power, and strength today. I thank you, Lord, for the answer for my life. Come on, would you love the Lord with me? Lord, I love you back. I praise you back, oh Lord. You went to that cross for me, for my needs, for my circumstance. Lord, you paid the price with suffering and shame. They made you naked before humanity. You were beaten before humanity to its shreds. You bled, you gave, you suffered pain that today that I could be set free. I love you and I praise your beautiful and righteous name. I worship you, Jesus. I bless you back, oh Lord. Hallelujah. And would you give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Lift your voice to God. Come on, celebrate that his presence is here. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor, said, today's your day. Look at another neighbor, tell them, if you have to tell them across the room, today's your day. Now, would you look up to the heavens and say, Lord, today's your day. I'm going to give you your way. When you give God his way, you make God's day. Hallelujah. Amen. Before you see to give the Lord another hand clap. Give him a shout. Come on, shout to him. Praise him with your voice. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. God, I want this to be your day. Have your way in my life, Jesus. I give you praise. You may be seated. Amen. This is a response. Amen. The people responded. They heard that Jesus was there. And they responded by gathering needs and bringing them before Jesus. And they were polite enough to say, Lord, we just want to touch the hem of your garment. Today, you don't have to touch the hem of his garment. Amen. The Lord's in the house. Just touch him with your love and praise. And you watch what God will do. Amen. Many of them came and they were restored. They were healed. Amen. The Lord touched them. The Bible says he made them perfectly whole or complete. I love it when somebody's messed up, broken circumstance of life. Amen. We all have them. And we all have moments that things just don't fit. And there's some things that we mess up that you can't super glue back together again. And you can't go back and refix some things. And you can't unpickle a pickle. Amen. There's just some things you can't do. But I'm so thankful that I have a God who is able to reach beyond me. That's why we call him supernatural, because God is beyond the limitations of humanity. God's arms are able to reach where you can't reach. His power can do what you can't do. And today the Lord is saying, only thing you got to do is connect to me. Amen. I want to connect to the Almighty God today. I want God to have the ability to flow in my circumstances and do what only God can do. Today we're talking about our power connection, a power that is from above. We know it's not a preacher, it's not a man, but it's God at work through you and I. And when we let God be God, even God can do the impossible today. He can take the impossible circumstance of your situation and make it possible. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. And at that intersection point where God and man meets, how beautiful, there is a definite correction of life. There's a definite transformation of life. And God is here today to help you. He's here to turn your mind, your heart around, your life around. If you keep bumping your head on the same old thing, amen, oh friend, I want to tell you, God is able to help you. Amen. Oh, your thinking is hung up. Amen. Things in your mind, in your heart. Amen. There, every time you try to do good, it seems something slips up within you and you do evil. I'm thankful that God can fix that. And God is able to help that. And when things are incomplete in your life, it just demonstrates that you need higher help. Why go to lower help? Why try to help yourself when there's a God who can today? And that God today is in this house to heal and to minister and to make us complete. You ought to praise him again with me. You ought to welcome him again with me today. Hallelujah. That intersection when man and God meets together, it's the most fulfilling and dynamic experience. And it takes something in your part. On your part is a surrender. And as you surrender, he blesses. When you allow him to touch you back, he reaches in through a powerful demonstration of his spirit. And we refer this when we begin to allow God to have his way. You see, a lot of people like to stay in control. But when we give God the liberty and we open up, we call that yielding to God. You give him your focus, you give him your attention, and you allow God's spirit to work within you. And this yielding, it becomes a mutualness. I want to say that for your mess of life, when you get mutual with God, you get one-on-one with God, God starts working in you and starts giving himself to you as you give yourself to God. Your surrender, he blesses. And God has to have something from you. Amen. God has to have your attention. And when he has your attention to his presence, whenever you begin to look to him in faith and you begin to believe him, something starts working according to your faith. You start acknowledging that he's God enough. You start knowing. How many knows God can? How many has evidence in your life that God has done the impossible? Anybody else is a witness today? Without a doubt, keep your hand up. I need some witness here today. You know it took the help and the hand of an almighty God. There's no doubt in your mind that God can. Amen. Can you shout it today? God can. No doubt. God can. But friend, there's something else that we've got to have without just saying God can. People believe that God can, but you got to allow God to do it right now. Many people want God to do it, but not now. You like your now too much to let God be God. But friend, if you're headed the wrong direction, amen, why go any further when God says, I'm here to change and turn your life around? We don't want changes in this hour. We don't want transformation. Hey, but friend, when God gets through with you, the Bible says you become a new creature. Amen. All old things are passed away. And behold, all things become new with the power of our Jesus that is present today. So he has to have our faith, knowing that he can. But he has to have our yield and our liberty to say, God, have your way right now. We pay attention and we give him our attention. We acknowledge that he is here and we reverence his presence by giving him opportunity to work in our life. It's easy for me to believe for this man or that person or over there, but a lot of times we want God to do, but we won't let God do right here. I want you today to make up your mind that you, amen, are going to be that person today that says, I'm going to get what God has for me. Amen. When you make up your mind to give God you, amen, maybe you can become a conduit for God to work through and help somebody else today. Amen. When somebody yields to God, maybe it would be such a welcoming opportunity through your life and your yield that God can do for somebody else that don't have faith enough today. All because you learned to yield. These people heard about Jesus coming, and they went to the people who couldn't get there for themselves. They went and brought those people. They made great efforts to get the diseased at the feet of Jesus Christ. Today, your faith will help other people, but it starts with you letting God right now in your life. When we begin to give God our attention, he must have your attention today. There's a lot of people that are very easily distracted. But when he has your attention, he has your attentiveness. He has your focus. And I look at heads right now. I look at people that's not even paying attention. But when God has your consciousness, your total responsiveness in your life, and you learn to give him your attention, you learn to pay your attention. We say pay attention. It costs something for your attention. You acknowledge that he is here. You reverence him. But there's something that I want you to feel in the presence of God that God wants you to feel. God wants you to enjoy his presence that you feel. Many times we feel guilty about enjoying something sacred and something holy. Amen. I just want to tell you, the devil don't want you to feel God, and the devil don't want you to enjoy the presence of God. He likes to condemn you. The first thing, when you start feeling good and you start feeling you start enjoying God, the first thing that comes in your mind is, how can you do this? Look at what you thought. Look at those things that you said. Look at those things that you've done. The enemy of the soul immediately starts condemning you. That's called condemnation. Begins to depreciate something in your brain and says, You don't deserve anything today. Look how bad. Look at the mistake you made. Look at that speck in your life. And the enemy begins to confuse your faith and block your approach to God. But I want to tell somebody today, amen, I have a God who's able to take care of everything that the devil points out. The reason why the devil points out, the reason why he points this out, he don't want you to enjoy the freedom and the liberty of coming to God. Aren't you thankful that Jesus Christ has paid for what you need? Amen, he has your answer today. He has exactly what you've been seeking today in his presence. I got to be conscious of God. I got to give him my attention. I got to enjoy his presence. And when we're conscious of God, we got to be conscious of self. We got to note any hindrance that comes along. Things may block or interrupt God's spirit, his presence, and God's intentions in your life. That's where I have to surrender. When the Lord is dealing with the individual, he'll start pointing out sin in your life. Something in your life. When the Lord turns the light on for something in your life that you need to take care of, such as a sin or a trespass or transgression, the Lord shows you that, and God is wanting you to give it to him. God wants you to repent of it. Repentance is not saying, God, I'm sorry. The world and even Pentecostals has messed up the definition of repentance. Repentance is not saying, God, I'm sorry for messing up. Repentance is saying, God, I surrender and I give up for messing up. I give up over to you, not just giving you my sin. I don't give you the ugly and the dirty part. I give you me. You could say, God, take my sin and get it all fixed. But if God don't have you, you see, surrender and repentance means the same thing if you really look at it. If you're not willing to say, God, I want it your way, not my way. And Lord, I give it all to you. You're not really repenting. You're just confessing. And you're just saying, Lord, I got a mud problem. I got a sin problem. I got dirt in my life and grit. Get it out of me. No, God wants you. He wants your surrender. And when you yield with a surrender, God cannot help but do what only God can do. So we got to give him my hang-ups. How many has hang-ups? I do. I have hang-ups. There's thoughts that, man, where did that come from? The screen of your mind is always interrupted with crazy thoughts and things that are inappropriate. What about old issues that always seem to nag you? What about wounds and hurts from the past and bruises from encounters in your life and conflicts, injuries of life, and things that bug your mind? Man, you ever washed your car? The only thing you had to do is just drive here in East Texas, and pretty soon your car and your windshield gets bugged. And it seems like our spiritual being, if you're going to live in this world, there's some things that's going to start bugging your windshield, your sight, and your life. But God has to have a surrender of those things. And when you guard your attention, your focus, and your surrender to God, and you begin to let God have his way, isn't it beautiful? Amen. God starts changing, and God starts cleansing, and God starts rearranging priorities in your life. What about the things of God today? God is here to help you with. But you've got to give God the liberty to do it. Quit hanging on to pet things that you're holding on to, things that you're proud about in yourself, things that you think, man, I know it's wrong, but I like it. Amen. The Bible says the pleasures of sin are just for a season. And there's some pleasurable things. We love the feel-good of sin. But, friend, amen, the feel-good of sin will do you no good after the feel-good runs out. Amen. The consequence is there. The problem is there. Hear me today. Sin separates you from God. You will not go to heaven and you will not be blessed of God living and wallowing in sin. God has to have a surrender. But are you thankful that Jesus Christ went to Calvary to help you with the sin problem? And he's come today to the house, amen, to help you with your sin problem. Are you thankful that we have a God? The Bible says if you sin, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ himself. Amen. Come on. He's still the advocate for sin. He'll take care of you when you surrender and you give over the thing you can't, amen, get over. Amen. God is still God enough to handle it. Amen. And let me just say this. When we yield to the presence of God, we give Him our focus, we give Him our attention, we give Him our heart, we give Him our worship, we give Him our welcome. You got to know yourself. You got to guard your focus and attention. If you're a person that's easily distracted, amen, you need to maintain at that point Jesus as the center of your interest. He's got to be your chief joy and your delight. You got to be conscious of what distracts you, what pushes you away. And anything that interrupts this precious time with Jesus, it's kind of like praying. When you go to kneel down to pray, you start thinking of everything you need to do. Does it happen to you? Come on, it happens to me. I mean, I start praying and everything, I start thinking, did I lock that door? Did I turn that light off? Did I turn the water off? I'm starting to get old. You know, did I do that? Did I? Oh, I'm telling you, all the did I's starts happening. Are you tired of the did I's? Did I cross the I? Did I dot the T? I want to tell you, you need to dot the devil's I today and say, I'm tired of all the did I's. Amen. All the distractions, all the problems. Amen. Somebody who is easily distracted, amen, and that does not even concentrate very well, needs to learn to say, God, I want to stay focused in my worship. It's just like prayer. You can tell somebody who is easily distracted, amen, and don't give God their full attention. I watch people that, you know, they can't even pray without being distracted. Amen. They look around, they're staring off into space. Amen. You could tell because they have a shallow relationship with God. Their relationship's about this deep. And they don't know the depths of God. I want to tell you today, God has deeper things for every one of us. God has greater things, amen, for you to do in His Spirit. And friend, God wants you to have a relationship that is fervent, fulfilling, and God wants you to have the fullness of His glory today. Amen. Hear me. The Bible talks about in Isaiah, you're going to draw waters from the well of salvation with joy. And God has joy for your soul. Hang on. Friend, amen. You may have been distracted yesterday. You may be confused and condemned, even in this service. But there's a God who showed up. You believe God, and you say God can. But will you let God do it? We got to empty out, sell out, and give God an opportunity today. You see, when you yield to God, you're giving. And as you give, you're also grasping. It's kind of like this. Carson, when you were in basic training, and you still go to training all the time, don't you? They want our soldiers to be well-tuned, well-sharpened, and well-shapen. And constantly, even they're working on you. They're working on your abilities. And you've learned that when you're on your belly crawling, in order to really be effective, you're pushing and you're reaching the same time. You're pushing and you're reaching. In other words, you're reaching to grasp something and you're giving something behind you. Inch by inch, that soldier begins to crawl and he begins to reach forward, but yet he's pushing back and he's making a motion towards something. God wants you to put some things behind you. The Bible says, forgetting those things which are behind you. Hey, leave the past and the past in the hands of God. And you press towards the prize of the mark of the high call. God's in this place this morning to help you and to let you have victory in your heart, in your life, and in your home. But if you never leave the things behind you, and you never grasp and give God, amen, the things that He wants from you, you'll never learn to receive what He has. Hear me? I could go through the motions of church without yielding and connecting to God. I could clap. I could sing. I could say amen. And I could get in the fervency of the moment. That's the reason why you go to some churches and you'll see the crowd. As long as the beat is there, they're with it. Everybody gets on their pogo sticks. They bounce. The moment the music stops, they stop. It's because they've learned to get with emotion and they really have not connected. How beautiful when we learn to yield. Amen. I'm going to tell you how great it is when we put value in the significance of the moment. I'm in the presence of a beautiful and a mighty God who really wants to do a work in my life. And this holy connection, amen, where you give yourself and you reach to Him and you make available your heart, you open up, it gives God an opportunity to connect to you and do what only Jesus Christ can do. We're graced by God today just to be alive. That means not one of us deserves to be here. Not one of us has the credentials enough to even be in this place, to approach the throne of grace. It's all because of the blood of Jesus Christ that we can even step before His throne today. So I can't judge and point my finger at somebody else and says, they don't deserve to be here, especially when I don't deserve to be here. I know what they did in their past. So what? You know what's beautiful about Jesus Christ? Amen. He washes and He cleanses and makes us white as snow. Aren't you thankful that God covers your most horrible, your most messed up part? And even God takes care of those things that you just can't escape from. Your inabilities, your life that is full of hang-ups. Those things that your kids see that they always say, that's just daddy. Daddy's going through those moments. Are you thankful that God messes with hang-ups and God reaches in? Even short-circuit individuals and people that don't have it together. Even there's a place you fit in the things of God. God has a fit for your life. And God has a connection this morning for your soul. But He's waiting for somebody to yield to Him. To learn to give Him opportunity. Amen. Again, I want to see the hands who raised a while ago and it said, I know God can. He has worked before. And that God who can, I'm telling you, the impossible, who works in the realm of the impossible, is the same one that is here. The same God that reached in my wife when she was a 17-month-old baby, when she died. And was dead for a long time, almost to an hour. And there in the back seat of a constable's car, in the hands of an evangelist and a pastor, as they were praying and the car was flying down the road to get that child to the hospital, she came alive. That same God that resurrected Kelly is the same God that is in this place right now. Who could help your situation? But He's waiting on you to yield. He's waiting for you to connect. I want you to stand with me. The Lord's in this place. Hallelujah. I watched the Lord do all kind of things all my life. God's got enough. He's great enough. And He has grace enough to help in the time of need. Hallelujah. Doubt says, but it can't happen today. Today's Sunday morning. Doubt says, look what you did. Look what you said. Look at what you thought. I mean, has ever had that come to your mind? Yeah, you did. I have it too. Look what you thought. Look what you said. Look what you did. But today, I want to take your focus to Calvary. Look at what He did for your right now. Just like He died for your past, He died for your now. That you could have a future in Him. They brought people to Jesus. That they could just touch the hem of His garment. The diseased, the helpless, the hopeless. The people that the doctors had run out of knowledge. The doctor says, we've done all we could do. How many has ever heard that before from a doctor? We've done all we can do. I've been there before. Where I've heard doctors say, we have done all we can do. When you have reached your limit. Somebody said, when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot in it. And hang on. Because He would never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord loves it when somebody realizes at the end of the rope, the underneath arms of our Jesus, reach us right on time. Amen. I want you to come step to the front with me right now. The Lord's in this place. Very quickly, don't think twice. Just come on up. The Lord has come to meet with somebody today. Hallelujah. My Jesus. Come on, press your way up here. Hallelujah. If you can't stand and you need to come to the front, just sit down. I want you to come. Make an effort with me today by coming to the front. Don't you want what Jesus has for you right now? Don't you want what Jesus has for you? My Lord, hallelujah. He's waiting on a yield. You ever been in a roundabout? You ever been at a stop sign where you came the same time and you didn't know what to do? There's a rule. Let the person to the right go first. The Lord showed up and he's at the right. He's come to right your wrong. He's come to help you. He's in this room right now. There's somebody who needs to lift their hands and yield to the Lord right now. The Lord's here. Come on, give him your problem. Give him your circumstance. Let the Lord. If you never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, God wants to feel you right now. Would you yield? Yield your past, yield your problems, yield your inabilities. But if you haven't repented, I want you to make a turn. Lord, I give you me. I give you my life. I give you my needs. I give you my embarrassments. I give you, Lord, my hopelessness. I give you my hang-ups, Lord, my messed up life. Come on, God has your answer right now. Don't hold back. Don't resist. Amen. Come on, you may be at the end of your rope, but hang on. The Lord will meet you at the end of your rope. The Lord will meet you exactly where you're at. Come on, we're talking about a God who can, a God who's well able, a God who is exactly what you come for today. You didn't come out of just any reason. You come because you believe that God can. You're well able now, Jesus. I want you to pray right now and welcome the Lord in this building. Will you welcome the Lord to do his work? Come on, welcome the Lord to do his work right in you today.
More of you, Jesus.
I give you liberty, Jesus.
More of your
grace. I want you today, Lord God.
More of your glory.
I give to you, Jesus, me. Come on, just lift your hands and yield. Lord, I give. I give, I give, I give, I give. Come on, would you give today, Lord? I give, I yield. I surrender, Lord God. I've done it all. And I need your touch right now, Jesus.
More of you, Jesus. More of your face. More of your glory in this place. More of you, Jesus. More of touched the hem of your garment. I have felt the leading of your hands. But today my eyes look much higher to see the face of the great I
believe the Lord with me today. Come on, believe the Lord. The Lord's ready to fulfill his word.
More of you, Jesus. More of your face. More of your glory in this place. I have the hem of your garment. I have felt the leading of your hand. But today, my eyes look much higher to see the face of the great I am. More of you, Jesus, more of your face, more of your glory in this place. More of you, Jesus, more of your face, more of your glory in this place. More of you, Jesus, more of your face, more of your glory in this place. More of you, Jesus, more of your face, more of your glory in this place. I have touched the hem of your garment. I have felt the leaning of your hands. But today, my eyes look much higher to see the face of the great I am. I have touched the hem of your garment. I have felt the leading of your hand. But today, my eyes look much higher to see the face of the great I am. More of you, Jesus, more of your face, more of your glory in this place. More of you, Jesus, more touched the hem of your garment. I have felt the leading of your hand. But today, my eyes look much higher to see the face of the great I am. I have touched the hem of your garment. I have felt the leading of your hand. But today, my eyes look much higher to see the face of the great I am. More of you, Jesus.